Present.
Authority Member Rasek.
Present.
Authority Member Smith.
Here.
Vice Chair Chafee.
Present.
Chair Vanka.
Present. Will you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance by Authority Member Smith? If you all would, please place your hand over your heart and join me in pledging allegiance to the flag of this great country. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, do we have any oral communications?
We've received no oral communications.
All right, we have no consent items. We have one item on our regular agenda. This is the second reading of the ordinance approving the infrastructure financing plan and forming the Placentia Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District, adopting resolution authorizing the judicial validation proceedings. Do we have a staff report?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the board, I'd like to call Mr. Joe Diegas of Cosmont Companies to provide a brief verbal staff report on this item and be available for any questions. Mr. Diegas.
Thank you, Exec Director. Thank you, Chair Vanka, Vice Chair Chafee, members of the board. There is a presentation. We can either show it or I can just talk to it verbally. As the Exec Director just said, we're obviously here to further this great partnership between the city and the county in this enhanced infrastructure financing district with the purpose of funding some critical infrastructure in the downtown TOD backpacking house area of the community. The action items, thank you very much. We can move to the next slide. We are continuing our progress and our momentum. At our last meeting, which was a special hearing, we set a regular meeting schedule, which commences today, May 13th, and we discussed what judicial validation really means as it pertains to debt issuance from the EIFD, and we're happy to discuss that further today as desired. As the as Chair Vanka, you just said, there are two items on the agenda for today. We can proceed to the next slide. It is first and foremost a little bit of a mechanical matter. It is the second reading of the ordinance that was actually introduced during our final public hearing on January 6th of this year. And it's the ordinance, technically an ordinance and a resolution, formally approving the infrastructure financing plan and forming the Placentia EIFD. That second reading had to occur at a regular meeting. And so we first had to set this regular meeting schedule, today being the first of those regular meetings, and that is why we are doing this action number one today. That is the first item on the agenda. The second item on the agenda is adopting a resolution to formally authorize judicial validation proceedings. That is the process we discussed briefly during our last hearing, which we can review today again as desired. I'm just going to walk through each of these at a high level. The next slide, please. It's quite self-explanatory, this first action. So the second reading of the approval, again, we are sort of reauthorizing this EIFD based on updated EIFD law covering all of our bases. We went through this public hearing process culminating on January 6th, where this body, the Public Financing Authority, introduced this ordinance. Number PFA 2021-01, which is sort of a final stamp of approval, approving the infrastructure financing plan and forming the district. That's the first item for today, the second reading of that ordinance. Secondly, on the next page, just to reiterate at a high level, and I will ask Bond Counsel Danny Kim to help me out if there are any specific questions on this. The idea is to set this district up for success, to make sure that any future debt issuances from this district are legally binding and enforceable. Bond counsel and staff and the financing team are recommending a process known as judicial validation, which validates the transfer from both the city of Placentia and the county of Orange, the transfers of property tax increment to the EIFD so that the EIFD can fund its critical infrastructure work. The goal of doing the validation would be to achieve what's known as an unqualified legal opinion. This is a good thing. An unqualified legal opinion is sort of the gold standard that you would want on any future debt issuance by this body. So the idea is to give us the most flexibility, the most defensibility for any future debt issuance from this district, and that is why this action is recommended for action tonight. So those are two actions. On the next page, we just like to just give an update. When we last met for a special hearing, we talked about this potential bringing back to you an annual report. We're not doing that today for a specific reason. So the city and county, sort of the working team, including various departments, finance, city attorney, county council, county auditor, controller, representative, we met to discuss the specific calculation and reporting methodologies for this district on an ongoing basis. EIFPs are a new type of district across the state, nonetheless in Orange County. And so we discussed everything from how this district is going to report out its revenues, and very importantly, the appropriate base year for calculation of incremental property taxes. There was a lot of thought and discussion on this idea of base year, with the two primary alternatives being the base year back when we went through this whole formation process the first time around back in 2019 versus a more recent base year in line with this updated process, these three public hearings that culminated in January of this year, following a lot of insightful feedback and discussion between the city and county teams, very collaboratively. It was sort of uniformly decided that an updated base year would be most appropriate and would provide for the most legal defensibility for increment contributions to this district moving forward without sacrificing material any funding capacity or the ability to issue debt. So the costs or the benefits outweighed the costs to give us greater legal defensibility without sacrificing funding capacity. What that means as far as the annual report is that if our base year is set for 2021, there's no revenue in this current fiscal year to report on. So there's no annual report that needs to be presented this year and adopted by this body. It will come back next year, the first report of the revenues in the EIFD account and any more specific actions as far as the spending of those proceeds. But again, as we're just establishing our base year on an updated basis in 2021, there's no revenue to report on and no need to prepare and present an annual report. That's why we're not doing that today. So that's an update. We're happy to address any further questions on that. On the next slide, that basically concludes our presentation. So the actions, again, proposed for the PSA this evening are the second reading of the ordinance, formally approving the infrastructure financing plan, informing the district, and secondly, adopting a resolution formally authorizing judicial validation proceedings. That concludes our presentation. Of course, very happy to address questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Authority Member Davis, do you have any questions?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Authority Member Rasek?
No, thank you.
Authority Member Smith?
No questions.
Vice Chair Chafee?
None, thank you.
Thank you. And I have none either. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you giving us a thorough presentation. No questions either.
Thank you.
Do we need to take these? I don't think we have legal counsel here. Can we take these? Well, we have to take separate separate motions. Do I have a motion to approve the second reading of ordinance number EIFD PFA-2021-01, approving the IFP and forming the Placentia EIFD?
I would be pleased to move the approval of the second reading of the ordinance number EIFD PFA-2021-01.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Will you please call the roll?
Authority Member Davis?
Yes.
Authority Member Rasek?
Yes.
Authority Member Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chair Chafee?
Aye.
Chair Vanka?
Thank you. Move on to the second portion of
this item. This is adopting the resolution number EIFD PFA 2021-03, authorizing the judicial validation proceedings. Do we have a motion?
I'd be pleased to move adoption of resolution number EIFD PFA-2021-03.
Thank you. A second? Anyone?
I'll second.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Authority Member Davis?
Yes.
Authority Member Rasek?
Yes.
Authority Member Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chair Chafee?
Aye.
Chair Ivanka?
Yes. Thank you. We have no public hearings, new business, or old business. Do we have any requests from authority members? Okay. Joe, you're muted. You don't have any requests?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you very much. We will adjourn to our regular authority meeting on Thursday, May 12th, 2022 at 5:00 p.m. Thank you, everybody.